Glace Bay Food Bank's coordinator says the cost of living is creating a vicious cycle. Linda McCray says their supply is less than usual these days, with more people looking for help. She says their clients line up for food because a trip to the grocery store is too expensive. Meanwhile, she says the generous people who usually donate can't afford it anymore because prices are up.
People have to look after themselves also, and when they're going to the store now, they're not picking up cases of items to donate anymore. I mean, look at the prices of your soup or your, you know, your canned items. The cost of living is putting them in the same, and it's just a vicious circle. Like, our clientele are going up, our numbers are going up, and donations, like I said, both food and money are going down because people are finding it very hard. We have a very generous community, but people are also finding it hard to give.
A new report says about 43,000 people visited Nova Scotia food banks in March, a 10% hike from the previous year. About 25% of them are employed. McCray says they too have more visitors in Glace Bay, and a large percentage of them have full-time jobs.
This is our new clientele. People that are actually working. There might be two of them in the family working, and they're coming in and they're saying they just can't do it. They cannot make ends meet. People are coming in almost every day, if not every second day, to register. It's getting critical. I'll be totally honest. The people that are in need, it's beyond. It really is. It's really getting to the point that people are really getting frustrated when they're trying to pay their rent or they're trying to go to the grocery store and buy items. The cost of living is really hurting people.
McCray says they're hoping people will be able to put some aside to donate to the food bank, especially with Christmas coming up in late December.
Donations are really down, and it's very concerning. Because we do have to get ready. I mean, we need food all year round. But of course, when it comes towards Christmas, you know, people are in panic mode because they want to make sure they have certain things, and they want to make sure they have certain things for their family. But food donations and monetary donations are down.
A new national study says monthly visits to Canadian food banks have doubled since 2019, hitting close to 2.2 million visits in March this year alone. The study says one-third of the food bank clients are children, and nearly one in four households that rely on food banks are two-parent families. For the Local Journalism Initiative, Bill McCush, Coast Radio News.